justice to the weak and the fatherless, deliver them from the hand of the wicked. Psalm 82. I am Rob West. Christians are called to help the poor, widows, and orphans. We often do that through giving. But did you know you can help them simply by using a credit card? I'll talk about that with Aaron Cade today, and then it's on to your calls at 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio, biblical wisdom for your financial decisions. Well, our guest today is Aaron Cade, Chief Marketing Officer at Christian Community Credit Union, an underwriter of this program. Aaron's here to talk about a way to help the needy that you've probably never thought about. Aaron, great to have you back with us.
Thank you, Rob. It's a pleasure to be with you and your listeners today.
Aaron, before we get into this novel way of helping the poor, tell us what makes Christian Community Credit Union different from other financial institutions.
Yeah, Rob, we're a faith-based, not-for-profit credit union that has served the Christian community nationwide for over 65 years. We're driven by the purpose of serving Christ followers to live and give more abundantly.
I love the vision, and I know a lot of our listeners are taking advantage of that, and we're delighted that you're an underwriter of the program. Well, you all have come up with a unique way that we can do what you just described simply by using a credit card for normal, everyday purchases. So tell us about that.
Yeah, that's right. Christian Community Credit Union has just launched a new cash rewards Visa card. It has many of the perks you'd expect from a typical rewards card. 1.5% cash back on every purchase, plus a $200 bonus when you spend $750 in the first 3 months, which is not too difficult to do. But what makes this different from typical credit cards is that when you use it, you're also giving back to Christian charities. Every purchase helps support the work of organizations that are transforming lives around the world.
Well, it's a compelling statement, and I'm excited about it. Give us a few examples.
Well, since we're a nonprofit, revenue generated by using the card goes to building and expanding churches, spreading the good news of Jesus to remote areas, providing disaster relief, giving hope to vulnerable children, ending modern slavery and human trafficking, and so much more. So far, our members have given over $6 million through their use of CCCU's credit and debit cards.
Wow, that's really exciting. Perhaps you could share some stories, Aaron, about how you've been able to support the kingdom in this way.
Sure, I'd love to share a couple. We were recently able to help a Mission Aviation Fellowship pilot who was flying supplies to an orphanage in northern Mozambique. He'd been arrested and wrongly imprisoned, and we were able to help secure his release by contributing to his legal assistance.
Wow.
He's now been reunited with his wife and two young sons. We also partnered with a Christian organization named Olive Crest, who is dedicated to protecting vulnerable children. Through their work, they've transformed the lives of 200,000 children and families by preventing child abuse, equipping and educating children in crisis, and helping preserve families. Our cardholders have made it possible for CCCU to come alongside Olive Crest through donations and through support of their work, including the purchase of a property for survivors of human trafficking.
Wow, that almost seems too good to be true that your members can have such a huge impact for the kingdom just by using a credit card. But that's, of course, what makes Christian Community Credit Union different from other institutions, right?
Well, we certainly think so. Of course, we offer a full range of banking and lending products like checking and savings accounts, loans, and credit cards. But what makes us different is that all of these are tailored to serve a higher purpose. Sure, we offer competitive rates and low fees, but that's all to help our members support churches, ministries, and causes close to their heart. Our mission is to be a place where your faith and finances can grow together as you seek to serve God and support yourself and your loved ones. We strive to offer financial solutions to help you live and give more abundantly.
Yeah, I love it. I mean, aligning your faith with your values with a banking partner like CCCU. So if this is something our listeners want to learn more about, Aaron, where would you direct them?
They just need to visit joinchristiancommunity.com. That's joinchristiancommunity.com. Of course, you have to be a member to use one of our cards, but if you're listening to this program, you likely already qualify. Membership is open to Christians across the country.
Excellent. Well, Aaron, we're so grateful for our partnership with CCCU, and we're delighted that you stopped by today. Thanks for being with us.
Well, thank you, Rob. It's been a pleasure to be with you. God bless.
Well, folks, if you want to learn more about aligning your faith with your values and all of your banking needs, visit joinchristiancommunity.com. That's joinchristiancommunity.com. That was Aaron Cade of the Christian Community Credit Union. Your calls are next, 800-525-7000. Much more just around the corner. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
For American Family Radio, I'm Charles Morris with Haven Ministries, inviting you to anchor your day in God's Word. Play ball, America's favorite pastime, but this past March, though, it became a worldwide spectacle through the World Baseball Classic. We were able to see talented ball players all over the world unite under one flag, the one of their homeland, to compete for the title of the best baseball country, kind of like the World Cup for soccer. This unity under one flag and for one purpose is similar to what Jesus has done, is it not? Revelation 5:9, He purchased for God persons from every tribe and language and people and nation and made them a kingdom. He has united people from around the world to be the one country, a heavenly one. Our purpose? Serve King Jesus until He returns. You'll find Jesus more clearly through time in God's Word. Visit GetAnchor.com.
We are grateful for support from Eventide Investments on the Faith and Finance program. Eventide's approach to values-based investing is grounded in the belief that humankind was created in the image of God, with intrinsic dignity, value, and worth. Eventide calls this investing that makes the world rejoice. More information is available at EventideInvestments.com. That's EventideInvestments.com.
Here's Pastor Jeff Shreve with From His Heart Ministries.
Think how different your life would be if you really believed that you, little old you, were a person whom Jesus loves. You let that settle in your heart and it blows you away every time you think about it. Wow.
Discover how to have a life that really matters. Join Pastor Jeff Shreve on From His Heart, weeknights at 6 Central here on American Family Radio.
We're grateful for support from Guidestone, whose diversified suite of investment solutions align with Christian values to create positive change in the world. More information is available at GuidestoneFunds.com. Investing involves risk, including potential loss of principal. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of Guidestone Funds before investing. They're distributed by Foresight Funds Distributors, LLC, which is not an advisory affiliate, a registered investment advisor, nor do they provide investment advice.
Do you feel like your hands are tied with debt, preventing you from serving God? If you have credit card debt, Christian credit counselors can help. Through our debt management program, we can get you out of credit card debt about 80% faster while honoring your debt in full. For more information on how Christian credit counselors can help, visit ChristianCreditCounselors.org. That's ChristianCreditCounselors.org or call 800-557-1985. 800-557-1985.
So thankful to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. All right, folks, it's time to take your calls and questions today on anything financial. We'd love to know what you're thinking about and how we can help you apply the wisdom from God's Word to your financial decisions and choices. The number to call today with lines open is 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. We're going to begin today in Louisiana. Steve, we're so grateful to have you on the program, sir. Go ahead.
Good morning. Thank you, Mr. Rob.
Yes, sir.
I've never invested in the market, never. I need to know basic 101. How do I get started? I'd like to do it biblically. I did look in Louisiana for Christian Kingdom Advisors, and I couldn't find any.
Okay.
The closest I could find was somebody in Beaumont, and she said she couldn't do investing in Louisiana. She wasn't licensed.
I see. Yeah.
How do I get started?
Yeah.
You know, step by step, I guess.
I'd be delighted to talk about that, and I'm thrilled to hear you're thinking about saving for the future. Just a couple of quick questions, Steve. Just want to make sure you've got a good, solid financial foundation under you. Do you have what I call an emergency fund, which is 3 to 6 months worth of expenses in a liquid savings account?
Yes, sir, I do. I have a savings account. I have a good IRA. My home is paid for. My vehicles, I have really no debt except other than utilities and groceries and that kind of stuff. So,
okay, great. Yeah, that's excellent. And do you have a company-sponsored retirement plan available at work?
Yes, I do. And then I also have my main one, which is I kind of rolled all of them up into one, but I do still have another one with my company. Yes.
Okay. Is that a 401k?
Yes, sir. It is a 401k.
All right. And what percent of your income are you putting into that? Do you know roughly?
Whatever the max is, I don't know what the max is. I want to say, is it 6-7%? I'm not sure exactly. And then they match it 4%.
Okay. Yeah, so the max is not going to be related to a percentage necessarily. It's a dollar amount. So for 2023, if you're under the age of 50, you can put in $22,500 for this calendar year. And then if you're over 50, you can put in $30,000. So you could likely put in a good bit more than even what you're putting in now. But given the match, I think you're at a fairly good spot. We typically recommend, unless you're kind of behind and maybe you started saving later, we recommend 10 to 15%, and it sounds like you're there, including the company match. So in terms of the investments you're talking about moving forward, are you wanting to do some additional investing outside of the 401k in a taxable account? Is that what you were thinking?
Yes, sir. Correct.
Okay. Yeah. And what would this be for? Is it for the long term? I mean, this would be money you'd be thinking about using for retirement?
Yes, that is okay. What I'm looking forward to.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so I guess first thought is I think I'd rather you have this in a tax-deferred environment, which is your 401k and your IRA. So before I would start, unless there was another reason to do so, before I'd start investing outside of your 401k, I would max out your 401k contribution limit to make sure that you've got as much money going in on a tax-deferred basis so that as it grows in whatever investments you select inside the 401k, the taxes aren't affecting the returns. You know, think of the 401k as an umbrella over the taxes, over the investments. The taxes are the rain, but the umbrella is causing the taxes to slip off the side. So those investments are free to grow without any kind of drag from the taxes along the way. That's a much better way for you to go. And then you'll just pay tax on it as you pull it out if it's a traditional 401k in retirement. So I'd rather see you bump that up. Now, you may or may not have faith-aligned investment options inside that 401k. We're seeing a growing number of 401ks add them. So you might have a Timothy Plan fund in there. You might have an Eventide fund in there, or Guidestone, or any number of other fund families that offer faith-aligned solutions, but you may not. The second option, if you don't, would be to go through their what they call their brokerage window, if they allow that, where you have the opportunity through the brokerage window inside the 401k to invest in other investments beyond the menu that they make available. So I would kind of start there. Beyond maybe a Roth IRA and your 401k, if you wanted to do some additional investing, and I would do all of this in the context of a well-thought-out retirement plan, just so you're not kind of mindlessly just putting away as much as you can without knowing ultimately where you're headed. So you really need a goal, and that's going to come out through a retirement planning process so you can determine, am I on track, ahead, or behind? But to your question about faith-aligned investments, I love that idea. And what's exciting is there's a growing number of faith-based investing solutions today that can allow you to avoid companies that are misaligned with your personal convictions and your values as a believer. And even select companies that are promoting human flourishing and even having a kingdom impact. So there's some world-class fund families out there now that we didn't have just a few years ago. We've been talking about Timothy Plan on this radio station for a long time. Dan Celia was a big fan of Timothy. We are as well. They're partners of ours at Kingdom Advisors, but there are some other wonderful fund families like Eventide, like Lighthouse Portfolios, like One Ascent. You'll see all of them on our website at faithfi.com. That's faithfi.com. Just click the show. That's for this radio program, and you'll see all of our sponsors there. And a lot of those are some of the best and well-known faith-aligned investment companies in the world. So those would be a great solution for you. But give me your thoughts on that in terms of prioritizing the IRA and the 401k before you invest outside.
I think that's what I'm going to do, Rob. So I'm with Ameriprise, and I am in all Eventide right now. So okay. They've done real well with that. And so I'm 61. You said my max is $30,000. What about my wife? Can I invest some more into our IRA with her?
You can, yeah. So you'd be able to have a spousal IRA even if she didn't have any earned income. And over the age of 50 for this year, you all can each, beyond your 401k contributions, you can each put in $7,500 this year into a Roth IRA or any IRA. It doesn't matter how many IRAs, it's just the total going into IRAs can't be more than $7,500 for someone 50 years and older for this year. But you could each do that. So a total of $15,000.
Good, good. Well, I think I'm going to stay with that. I'm going to max out my IRAs, and if I have any extra to invest, then, like you said, I'll talk to my my person at Ameriprise and see what he recommends for a retirement plan, okay?
Yeah, that's great. And by the way, we've got hundreds and hundreds of certified Kingdom advisors at Ameriprise, so there's a growing number of CKAs that can offer faith-aligned both planning and investments inside Ameriprise. Ameriprise is growing the number of faith-based investing options on their platform. So you're at a great place to do all of this. You just need to find the advisor, and that may be who you're with right now, especially since you're in the Eventide funds, who can really help you, focus on this strategy in terms of what's the right amount to be saving and which are those fund families that are really going to be most aligned with your Christian values. Sounds like a great plan, Steve. We appreciate your call today. All the best to you, my friend, and thanks for being on the program. We appreciate it. 800-525-7000 is the number to call. Larry, we're coming your way just after the break, and perhaps your question as well. Stay with us.
God made His design for marriage absolutely clear. July 6th through the 8th at the Cadence Bank Arena and Conference Center in Tupelo, Mississippi, it's the Marriage Family Life Conference 2023. Strengthen your marriage and your family with Abraham Hamilton III, Dr. Kathy Cook, Miki Addison, and many more. The Youth Apologetics track is back as well. The Marriage Family Life Conference 2023, for His glory alone. Register today at marriagefamilylife.net.
What if buying groceries, gas, or dining out could help change lives? With Christian Community Credit Union's Cards That Give to Missions, you can help spread the gospel, combat human trafficking, and protect vulnerable children with every purchase at no cost to you. Apply for your card today. More information is available at joinchristiancommunity.com. That's joinchristiancommunity.com. The credit union is an underwriter of this ministry. Membership eligibility required.
The AFA Resource Center has all your favorite items. Everything from books, movies, shirts, and even hats. Introducing AFA's polyester and twill hats, starting at just $18. Whether you're into fashion, a collector, or you're just having a bad hair day, these hats are just what you need. You can buy one for yourself or a friend. Purchase your AFA hat today at resources.afa.net.
Are you struggling to fit your faith into your practice as a Christian financial advisor? The Certified Kingdom Advisor designation teaches you a step-by-step process to confidently deliver advice that aligns with Christian values. Discover the skills you need to help your clients make a kingdom impact. Get started today by enrolling in the CKA educational program at kingdomadvisors.com/getcertified. That's kingdomadvisors.com/getcertified.
Director of the AFA Foundation, Riley Wildman.
Here in the Foundation, we help families just like yours to shore up permanent income for their retirement years through our charitable gift annuities.
Riley has served as the director of the AFA Foundation for over a decade.
Give us a call today at 800-326-4543. That's 800-326-4543, extension 345.
The AFA Foundation, the Financial Stewardship Division of the American Family Association.
We are grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing in the Faith and Finance program. For more than 30 years, they've been helping Christians reach their financial goals with step-by-step guidance for investors at every stage, from those just getting started to those getting ready for retirement. Through scriptural principles and practical suggestions, SMI offers financial wisdom for living well. More information, including the short video webinar on profit and peace of mind, no matter what's happening in the market, is available at soundmindinvesting.org.
Thankful to have you with us today on Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Think about this. You know, your financial journey is one of the key ways God shapes your spiritual journey. Here's why. Remember, Jesus said, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Yeah, the way we handle money is one of the most tangible expressions of where we've placed our trust, what we value. Show me your check register, electronic or physical. I'll tell you what's most important to you. And that daily working out of our faith through our financial decisions, our trust in the Lord, our ability to prioritize the eternal over the temporal, our ability to save appropriately and give generously, it's all a part of our faith journey. And when we accept our role as stewards of God's resources, managers of the King of Kings resources, we accept a high calling, and then we're tasked with faithfulness, obedience, in managing his money over a long, long time. Well, on this program each day, we want to help you mine the scriptures, understand the big themes in God's word on what it means to seek first the kingdom and then manage his money well, recognizing that money can be one of those competitors to lordship if we allow it to occupy first position in our lives. We want to help you dethrone money and keep God in his rightful place. We do that together each morning as we gather on this program. What practical questions do you have today? Maybe there's been something you've been wrestling with over the weekend related to credit or your giving. Maybe it's your long-term savings or investments. Maybe it's the topic we just talked about a moment ago, and that is, how do you align your values with your investments, your deployment of capital for good in the world? We'd love to talk about any and all of that. The number to call with lines open is 800-525-7000. Let's head back to the phones to Tennessee. Larry, go right ahead.
Taking my call. I have a 800 FICO score. It stays a little bit up, a little bit down. I use one credit card, use it extensively. I pay it off every month at the end of the month. So in all the years I've had the credit card, I've never paid one cent of interest. My question is, I get another notice from my insurance carrier on my cars and my house, and they're offering me another credit card, which has better terms than the one I have now. If I open the second card and continue to pay it off and everything, is that a wise idea? Would it affect my credit score any?
Yeah. A couple of thoughts here, Larry. It's a great question to be asking. First question I have is, are you in the next 6 months in the market for a new loan? So, for instance, are you going to buy a car where you need to borrow some money? Or are you looking to buy a home where you're going to get a new mortgage? Anything like that?
No, sir. I'm completely debt-free, and I intend to stay there.
I love it. And I think that's the way to live. So given that, the answer to your question is yes, it will likely impact it slightly. It will be very temporary. But the bottom line is, it doesn't matter. I mean, you have a great credit score because you've managed God's money according to his principles. But really, that score is only helpful to you primarily when you're going out seeking new credit. I mean, it can be used for other things, insurance premiums. And if you're getting a job, an employer may use it to consider whether or not to hire you. I mean, there's a variety of uses for it. But at this point in your life, living debt-free, if it drops 20 or 30 or 40 points for a month or two and then bounces right back, it really doesn't matter. That's likely what would happen. That hard inquiry, which is where you authorize a lender to check your credit for the purpose of determining your credit worthiness, that hard inquiry is going to cause your score, just based on the way the algorithm is built, to drop slightly for a period of time, and then it will come back up. It's going to be minimal, and it will be very temporary. So I wouldn't give that a second thought. You're using credit cards the way I like them to be used, only for budgeted items, paid off in full every month, never paying a cent of interest, and using them for convenience, but also for the rewards. So the only thing I would say finally is, just because your bank's offering you this new card or your insurance company, it looks pretty good. If you're going to go ahead and open another card just because you want better rewards, I might take the opportunity, Larry, before you go ahead with this, just to see what else is out there. There's some great cards out there, you know, that are paying 2% on every purchase that would automatically, you know, be available as a cash reward. So you may want to go to nerdwallet.com. It's a silly name, but it's called nerdwallet.com or bankrate.com, bankrate.com. And you could just do a quick search to see, and they update this every day in real time, which credit cards are offering the very best reward programs based on whether you want travel benefits or cash back or any of those kinds of things. So just before you make your final decision, at least you're not missing something, because you don't want to be opening cards, you know, every few months. Does that all make sense, though?
Yes, sir, it does. I am very careful with all my credit, so that does make good sense. And I do appreciate it.
Absolutely, Larry. All the best to you, sir. And if we can help you further along the way, don't hesitate to give us a call. God bless you. To Texas we go. Joy, thanks for your patience. Go ahead.
Good morning.
Hi.
My name is, and I'm 81 years old. And I have some extra funds that have come in, around $150,000.
Okay.
I don't want to do the stock market.
Yes, ma'am.
I currently have 401k IRAs that are still out there, and I have CDs at present too. What
okay.
I'm concerned about is buying CDs at the same bank.
Yeah, yeah. You're wanting to stay under the FDIC insurance limit?
Yes, I want to make sure that it's secured.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, I would totally agree with that, Joy. I think that's wise of you. Let me ask you, do you have more than $250,000 in CDs at your current bank?
No, right now I have probably $140,000.
Okay, so if you were to put this $150,000 in, you'd go above the $250,000, so that's what you're thinking about, correct?
Yes,
all right.
I'm concerned about that.
Yeah. So the only way around that is to use a second bank or to have it titled differently. So, for instance, if you were married, you could have one held jointly, and that would allow you to have an additional $250,000 in addition to a separate account at the same bank titled in your name only. If you're single, then that's probably not an option. And then, because you can't have a second account titled differently in a different category, one joint, one individual, then you would just need to go to a second bank or credit union. Does that make sense?
It does. I was wondering about which bank gives the best rate.
Yeah, let's talk about that. I've got to take a quick break, Joy, but if you'll hold right there, I want to make sure to answer that question for you. We'll be right back on Faith and Finance.
We're grateful for support from Movement Mortgage, who provides residential home loans in all 50 states. Guided by a mission to love and value people and a goal to redefine the mortgage process, Movement seeks to help others achieve their financial goals. You can find out more at movement.com/faith. Movement Mortgage LLC supports Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS number 39179. For licensing information, please visit nmlsconsumeraccess.org.
Next time on Focus on the Family, you'll discover why threats, warnings, and reminders are ineffective ways to parent your child. We'll also describe the love trap and why your kids always need to hear the truth and the rudder approach to parenting. All of this and more practical lessons for moms and dads on the next Focus on the Family.
Focus on the Family is heard each weekday morning at 5 o'clock Central on American Family Radio.
Hey, Greg, I need some advice.
Oh, what's up?
I'm really struggling with finding ways to cut back. With costs going up, especially in healthcare, what do you guys do?
We use CHM, Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a health cost sharing ministry that's been sharing members' eligible medical bills for over 40 years. Sure helped us stick to our budget. And here's the website, chministries.org. chministries.org.
What's most important to you when it comes to choosing your financial advisor? Someone who's aligned with your biblical values? How about someone who will take the time to explain your options? Certified Kingdom Advisors are professionals who meet high standards in competence and integrity and have been trained to offer biblical financial advice. To find a Certified Kingdom Advisor in your area, visit faithfi.com and click Find a CKA.
What does the American Family Association stand for?
AFA believes that all men and women, whether in private or public, should be free to exercise their faith without hindrance from the government.
These values and more are part of our mission to inform, equip, and activate individuals to strengthen the moral foundations of our culture. We also support the church. We want to be a leading organization in biblical worldview training for cultural transformation. Thank you for standing with us.
We are grateful for support from Eventide Investments on the Faith and Finance program. Eventide's approach to values-based investing is grounded in the belief that humankind was created in the image of God, with intrinsic dignity, value, and worth. Eventide calls this investing that makes the world rejoice. More information is available at eventideinvestments.com. That's eventideinvestments.com.
This is American Family Radio, a listener-supported ministry of the American Family Association.
Delighted to have you with us today on Faith and Finance. I'm Rob West. We're taking your calls and questions. Looks like we have two lines open, 800-525-7000. Just before the break, we were talking to Joy in Texas. Joy's in her 80s. She's got some money in a CD at a bank under the FDIC limit of $250,000, but she's come into an additional $150,000 and wanting to keep that secure, not wanting to invest it, but wanting to make sure she stays under the FDIC limit. And Joy, as I was saying before the break, you would really have to either have a different ownership category, meaning titled in a different category at the same bank, or move to a second bank. In terms of which bank, if you're comfortable doing business online, the online banks usually have the best rates. You could also choose an option that would be aligned with your Christian values. So if you want to make sure you're with a banking partner that really is geared to serve Christians and align with their convictions and priorities as believers, you could look at Christian Community Credit Union. You just head to joinchristiancommunity.com. They have a really attractive CD right now at over 4% with a less than it's for 7 months. So it's a fairly short time frame and a fairly attractive rate. Beyond that, you could look at the online banks and you could get over 5% on less than a year to a year and a half. I think the key would be that you'd be willing to go and open an account with an online bank. And if you wanted to go directly, you could go to one like Marcus.com, or you could search for who has the very best CD rates right now at a website like Bankrate.com. You would be able to type in the fact that you want to look at CDs. You could tell it exactly what duration you're looking for, 6 months, 12 months, 18 months, 2 years. And then when you hit search, it would give you a list of all the banks and who's offering the very best CD rates right now. So those are a few options for you as you think about opening a second account at a different banking partner. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I appreciate that. I do like the idea of Christian, did you say that was ChristianCommunity.com?
Well, the organization is, and they're a nonprofit serving believers, is Christian Community Credit Union, and the website The website is joinchristiancommunity.com. That's where you would learn more.
Okay.
Yeah, just type in join Christian community. And that would be a great option for you, because then you would know that, you know, part of your profits are being used to spread the gospel and, go to kingdom causes, but also that they're going to be aligned with your values as a believer, and you're going to get a very attractive rate on what they call their welcome CD.
That sounds good. I do have my 401k with, where I ended my bank, my job.
Okay.
I wondered, would it be good to perhaps check them for CDs?
Yeah, so you have a 401k, and it's still with the plan administrator that was selected by your previous employer?
It's still under that employer.
Yeah.
With that particular.
Yeah.
Yes,
how much do you have in there, Joy?
Probably around 70,000.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Yeah. And you want to keep that invested in CDs as well?
Well, it's an IRA now, and I have to draw a certain amount out each year,
you know,
and then.
Okay. Yeah.
There.
Yeah. So that could, you could leave it right where it is with the current custodian, whether that's Fidelity or Schwab or whoever that might be, and then just use their brokerage CDs. Or you could look at transferring that IRA to your bank or even Christian Community Credit Union to select a CD there. The other thing I would mention to you is, are you familiar with what's called a qualified charitable distribution?
Yes, I've done that on occasions to my church, yes.
Okay, great. Yeah, because one option is, in order to satisfy that required minimum that you have to take out every year, if you're doing your giving to your church out of cash, so it's coming out of your checking or savings account, you could instead do it out of your IRA, hold on to that money, your church gets the same amount, you don't recognize that as income when you pull it out, and kind of everybody wins. So, but it sounds like you're familiar with that, so I just wanted to make sure you knew about that option. That might be a great way for you to continue to do some giving. But I think these are all great options. It sounds like you're making some great progress, and glad we were able to help you today. If we can help you further, Joy, don't hesitate to reach out. God bless you. We're going to stay in Texas. Richard, go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir. I let's see how I put this. We are faithful, and we want to do the right thing. I'm a little bit disgusted with the way the world is, but that has nothing to do with this. We stopped tithing years ago.
All right.
Longer ago than we should have.
Yes, sir.
But it's just been bothering me that we need to start doing it again. And so I guess my question is, number one, how do we catch up? How do we go back and say, you know what, I messed this up. I want to do the right thing. And I know I owe God everything. So how do you do that?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a great question. Richard, first of all, I appreciate your heart's desire to be found faithful as a steward of God's resources. Let me just encourage you. Number one, if you're feeling a conviction or a leading from the Lord to give, and given the fact that there's been these years where you haven't been a tither and you're saying, God, you know, I'm not trying to check a box or be legalistic. I'm not operating out of a sense of guilt or pressure, but just as an act of worship, I want to give to you abundantly. And I'm just feeling a stirring that I need to go back and, you know, figure out what that amount would be and even give that. I think that's a proper motivation. I guess I would just offer a caveat, and that is that, first of all, God already owns everything. He's not an accountant. He doesn't need our money. You don't have to, quote unquote, catch up with tithing, again, unless you feel a real conviction or a leading from the Lord to do that. I just don't want you to operate out of a sense of guilt or pressure, because tithing is for your benefit, not God's. It's about aligning your heart with His. We're not under the law of Moses. We're under the law of Christ. We give sacrificially, and we give, again, as an act of worship. And I think perhaps it's more important to become a faithful tither, a percentage systematic giver right now moving forward. And I would see that as the training wheels of giving, the beginning point, and then you give sacrificially beyond that, as opposed to trying to kind of, you know, make good on something that you missed. Does that make sense? I hope you can appreciate the spirit in which I'm saying that.
Oh, absolutely. I mean,
okay.
we know we owe. We know that.
Okay.
And it's not a matter of, oh, my gosh, I've got to catch up as much as just on my heart. I know there are things out there. We have saved, not a lot. I'm an ex-teacher. I'm retired. Yeah. So, you know, we don't have a lot. But but whatever we've got, I want to make sure it's going to the right place. And that was sort of my secondary question.
So let's start with the first part first then. I think that's an absolutely appropriate motivation. And I'm going to have to hit a break here in a second, so I'm going to have to ask you to hold. But let me ask you this. How would you go about that? Are you all going to give out of cash, or do you want to give off of your balance sheet? Here's the reality. 90% of our wealth is held in the form of assets on our balance sheet. Only 10% of our wealth on average is held in the form of cash. And yet that's where we do 90% of our giving, which just means we're missing a big opportunity. So are you thinking about giving in cash or from your balance sheet? You think about that for a moment. I'm going to take this quick break, and then when we come back, we'll talk about how you can do this giving, perhaps beyond what you even have available today. And we'll talk about the where of giving as well. It sounds like you want to discuss that. Much more to come on Faith and Finance just around the corner. We'll be right back.
Can we trust the Bible?
He says, we saw this. And that sets the Bible apart from almost everything else in the ancient world and its religious pantheon of gods and goddesses.
The God Who Speaks, the important documentary from the American Family Association, is now available to watch for free on AFA's brand new streaming platform. Go to thegodwhospeaks.org to watch this award-winning film today. thegodwhospeaks.org.
Polls on stress indicate people are terrified over rising costs, global uncertainty, Russia's invasion of Ukraine, and nuclear threats. Polls say we're reaching levels of stress that challenge our ability to cope. The Bible says in the last days, people will be terrified at what's happening on the earth. The Bible also says God wants to be our refuge and give us peace in troubling times. We can face an uncertain future if our lives are in God's hands. I'm Pastor John Miller. Visit me at churchontherock.org.
Every day, FaithFi is working to meet people right where they are. Through our national radio program, app, and website, we're helping people put their faith in God and not in money and possessions. And we're encouraging and equipping Christians to have a passionate pursuit for sacrificially living and giving the money entrusted to them. If you believe in and have benefited from FaithFi, would you consider becoming a monthly FaithFi patron? Learn more about the FaithFi patrons membership at faithfi.com and click Give.
As the leading advocate for the Christian financial industry, Kingdom Advisors serves the public by promoting the integration of a biblical worldview across every aspect of the financial services industry. And we serve a growing network of thousands of Christian financial professionals, equipping and empowering them to carry biblical financial wisdom to their clients, peers, and community. For more information, visit KingdomAdvisors.com. That's KingdomAdvisors.com.
I'm so thankful you're with us today on Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. We want to help you here at AFR operate from a biblical worldview in every area of your life. And yes, that includes your money. You have a high calling, and I do as well, as a manager of God's resources. So let's do that according to His wisdom from the Bible. 800-525-7000. We have a few lines open here in our final segment today. Before the break, we were talking to Richard. He and his wife are wanting to be generous givers. They're so thankful for God's faithfulness in their lives over a long, long time. There was a period in their life where they stopped tithing, and they're just now sensing it. You know what? We want to do some extra giving right now. We really regret that we hadn't given during that season. And even though we're not, you know, we don't have tons of extra money, we want to be faithful givers and perhaps even beyond a tithe today. And Richard, as we were talking before the break, in terms of the how of that giving, you can obviously do that out of cash. And if you have that money readily available, you could go ahead and make that gift to your local church. You know, right now, just write the check. If not, we could get more creative in our giving by perhaps cash plus looking at your balance sheet. Do you have appreciated stocks? Are you, you know, looking to give some other type of asset that, you know, could be converted to cash by your church after you make that gift? So tell me what you're thinking there.
I suppose we were thinking more along the lines of cash, but we have about $250,000 in an IRA. We've been able to be a little bit frugal. My problem there is if you pull anything out of it, the government charges 20%. And I'm kind of caught between a rock and a hard place there. I want to render unto Caesar,
sure.
but I don't want to give Caesar more than he's due. I want to give God what he's due.
Yes, sir.
I know that sounds, I don't know.
I certainly understand that. Let me ask you, if you don't mind, what is your age, Richard?
71.
Okay. So there's, are you familiar with this term called a qualified charitable distribution?
No, sir, I'm not.
Okay. So I
got to be honest with you. I'm not very good with money. My wife has always been the money person.
Yeah.
I just have it in my heart what I need to do, and she's with me. I mean, we're together on this.
Well, I've got some good news for you guys that I think you're going to like. If you are over the age of 70 and a half, which you are, you can give a gift called a qualified charitable distribution out of your IRA directly to your church or any not-for-profit ministry, and it doesn't count toward your taxes for the year. So you're not going to have to pay a dime of money on that distribution. You're not going to have to pay a dime of tax because it's going to go straight from the IRA directly to your church. It's not going to be added to your adjusted gross income for the year. That means you render unto Caesar zero on that amount, and you can give up to $100,000.
Wow. Okay. And it's called a charitable distribution.
It's called a qualified charitable distribution. So here's what you would do. You'd make two qualified charitable distribution. You're going to call your brokerage firm. Who's the custodian on your IRA? Who sends you your statements every month?
BlackRock. I don't like them at all, but
yeah.
Well, that's there and we can't get it out.
Why not? You could transfer that IRA to another to an advisor who could or another custodian and change your investments without creating a taxable event.
Oh, you can?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
So that's what I've been trying to tell my wife. We need to get it out. We don't believe in where it is.
Yeah. All right. So here's the next step.
I was a teacher for 30 years, so I'm not stupid. I just don't.
Well, listen, we all have our own gifts and talents. I mean, you may be great at, English or something else, but that doesn't mean that finances come naturally to you. But that's okay. That's why we have the body of Christ. That's why we have God's word. So we seek wise counsel, and that's what you're doing today. What I think you and your wife need to do, Richard, is connect with a certified kingdom advisor who can help you with your planning, because there's a couple of things that need to happen here. Number one, you can absolutely transfer that IRA to another custodian and have different investment options available to you, whether you want to keep that in CDs or invest it in mutual funds, whatever it might be, but you could get it away from BlackRock. Secondly, whether you do it from BlackRock or you wait till you transfer it, the qualified charitable distribution is going to allow you to do whatever giving the Lord lays on your heart and not incur any taxes because, again, it's not going to be a taxable event as long as you use the QCD and it goes directly to the ministry. So I would head to our website, faithfi.com. That's faithfi.com, and click the button that says Find a CKA and connect with a certified kingdom advisor there in Texas. This will be an advisor who's met high standards in character and competence. They've signed a statement of faith. They've had a pastor and client references. They've been trained to bring biblical advice. I mean, a whole host of standards that they've met. But they're going to give you advice that aligns with your values as a Christian and your investments. They can help you move the portfolio. They can also help you with the qualified charitable distribution.
Oh, great. And can they also give me advice like on a bank?
Absolutely.
I'm not even satisfied with where we have our money in a credit union.
Yeah.
You know, it just, I don't know.
Yep, they can help you with all of that. And in the meantime, if you'd like to look at a Christian credit union, check out joinchristiancommunity.com. That will take you to the Christian Community Credit Union, which could be another great option for you. But the Certified Kingdom Advisor can help you with all of this. But the good news is, and this is where we'll leave it, is you've got options to do everything you want to do, avoid paying taxes on it, give to the kingdom, get this portfolio moved to investments that align with your values, get your banking solution squared away, and there's plenty of people that can help you do it, and I think that's where a Certified Kingdom Advisor will be a great resource. Hey, Richard, it's been a pleasure to talk to you today. Thank you for your desire to be found faithful in managing God's resources, and God bless you. Let's stay in Texas yet again. Maria, go right ahead.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Good. I know we're short on time. I'm trying to explain this how it was explained to me. I work for a Fortune 500 company.
Yeah.
And I am giving 7% on my 401k, and the company matches 3. So talking with coworkers, as you know, with a big company, they are saying to redirect my contributions to my brokerage link. Mm-hmm. Which will give me more money in the long run. First of all, I don't know if that's biblically responsible. And if I do that, I am 60 years old, looking to retire at 67 or 70. I don't know quite yet. But I'm trying to understand. Okay, I understand this portion about doing the contribution to the brokerage account. But what's going to happen when I retire? Is that going to be... I'm sure there's going to be some kind of penalties or something for me to withdraw that money. Or is there a way to redirect it from my brokerage account to be at a charitable contribution and to leave some to my children?
Yeah, well, here's the clarification I want to make, and I appreciate that background, Maria. Perhaps they're talking about what's called a brokerage window. So this is an option in a 401k plan that gives you as the investor the ability to buy and sell investment securities through a brokerage platform. See, one of the drawbacks to a 401k is that you normally have a limited investment universe, meaning you have a menu of investment choices you can select, and you're limited to what the plan administrator makes available, which may not give you the full breadth of investments that you're looking for, especially if you're wanting to do some faith-based investments aligning with your Christian values. But a self-directed option, or what's called a self-directed brokerage option, allows you to put the money into the 401k through salary deferral. But you get to select the investments that you want as opposed to the menu of choices using the brokerage window or the self-directed brokerage option. Perhaps, is that what they're talking about?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. So if that's the case, then you're not doing anything outside of the 401k. You're still in the 401k. You're just able to choose your own investments. The benefit of that is when you separate from the company, you'll be able to roll that 401k, including those investments that you opted into through the brokerage window, to an IRA, an individual retirement account. That's not going to be a taxable event. There's no penalty for that. And then at that point, you can invest it in anything you want through an IRA, including those faith-based investment options. And you'll be able to do the qualified charitable distribution if you want to get money out after age 70 and a half directly to a Christian ministry or your church.
But that's only through the IRA. Am I understanding
correct.
You correctly?
You can't do the QCD through a 401k. You're going to have to roll it to an IRA once you separate from the company.
Okay. All right. Okay. I think I'm understanding. All right. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. And listen, if you have the option to use the brokerage window and you need some help picking those investments, finding faith-based investing fund families that align with your needs and goals and priorities and risk tolerance, but also help you align with your Christian values, that's where a Certified Kingdom Advisor could come in. And you'll find one on our website, faithfi.com. That's faithfi.com. Just click find a CKA. God bless you, Maria. Thanks for being on the program today. today. We're grateful. Folks, we're just about out of time. Man, we covered a lot of ground today. So thankful for the chance to encourage you, to talk with you, to hear how you want to be faithful in managing God's money. Boy, isn't that our goal? And we would do that together each morning as we gather on this program. By the way, if you are a regular listener to this program, you consider yourself a part of the FaithFi community and you'd like to support our work, we're a not-for-profit ministry that's listener-supported. I want to mention our new special offer. It's called the Free to Follow Package. It includes author Michael Blue's groundbreaking book that takes us in depth into what the Bible says about money and possessions, with a challenge to rid ourselves of misconceptions about how we view and use money. We've also included the FaithFi phone wallet that affixes to the back of your phone. You can request the Free to Follow Package with your gift of any amount when you go to faithfi.com. Just click give. Faithfi.com. Just click give. Hey, thanks to my team today, Jim Henry, Pat Montague, and Devin Patrick. Couldn't do it without them. Hope you have a great rest of your day and come back and join us tomorrow. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.